Judas betrayed Jesus because he believed that Jesus had betrayed him first. This is something that many times we don't reflect on. Judas had a false notion of who Jesus was and what his mission was. He thought that Jesus would come and basically kick the Romans out and would be kind of a conquering king. When it became clear that that was not who Jesus was and not what his mission was, Judas felt betrayed, and so Satan entered in and caused Judas to, in his mind, believe that he was justified in betraying Jesus because of how he thought that he had been betrayed. The reason I share this is because there is a spiritual nature called the Judas spirit. And what it does is it tries to make us think that God has betrayed us, or someone else who's seeking to do God's will has betrayed us as well. Because what it wants us to do is to think, okay, I am justified in doing this or doing that because this person hasn't fulfilled this particular expectation. It's a very devious dynamic that can take place and that I see happening more and more, especially during the pandemic. I encourage us as Christians to be on guard against this spiritual nature and to always say this: Lord, help me in humility to know who I am, who you are, what my mission is, what someone else's mission is, and do not give any room for this spiritual nature to come in so that I may never fall into that same trap that Judas did.